The current crypto market is down, what is it, roughly 35% from its recent highs?
Yeah, it's been a painful drop.
It has. And for a lot of people, you know, that sharper correction triggers immediate alarm. It feels like a collapse, a painful repeat of some old nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the deepest signals we're tracking, the ones that focus on structural capital flow, are actually telling a completely different story?
Right.
What if this isn't a dump driven by some kind of inherent weakness, but more of a painful but necessary slowdown in momentum? Let's unpack that.
Welcome to the deep dive. And that structural slowdown point is absolutely vital.
It feels like it.
Today, we're really dissecting a stack of sharp market analysis that's focused entirely on these late cycle dynamics. You know, what happens when the easy money vanishes and the market has to find its footing more organically?
Okay.
Our mission today is to really understand why liquidity is behaving so selectively right now and what that signals about the structure of the bottom.
So where are we starting?
We're going to cover three main areas. First, we need to identify the surprising reason Bitcoin is missing its usual rocket fuel. And the source is concern. This is a structural pivot, not a sign of underlying weakness.
Okay.
Second, we'll look at why two key exhaustion indicators are flashing a bottom zone signal, suggesting we're finishing the downside, not starting a bigger collapse.
And finally,
we will drill down into the shrinking pool of altcoin winners. We're going to break down the specific outlier technical setups of three established coins that are showing real strength. It's all about separating the price noise from the true market signal.
Okay, let's unpack this new drawdown dynamic then, because that comparison to past crashes is crucial for everyone right now.
It is.
When we think of a minus 35% move, we remember the systemic leverage flush of May 2021, or the true institutional capitulation after the FTX collapse in November 2022.
Yeah, those were different beasts entirely.
Those were volatility-driven structural failures. The sources we're looking at are arguing this current drop, painful as it is fundamentally different from those collapses.
It is. And what's so fascinating here is that the difference isn't found in the typical on-chain metrics we usually look at, like miner flows or long-term holder data.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, exactly. The difference lies in the institutional expectation surrounding one of the largest, most visible public buyers out there, MicroStrategy.
Ah.
It all comes down to something called the MSTR-MNEV signal.
MSTR-MNEV.
Oh.
Okay, that's a bit of specialized jargon, but it feels absolutely critical to understanding why this cycle is decelerating. So tell us how the market is reading that metric.
So MSTR-MNAV, it stands for Market Net Asset Value relative to its Bitcoin holdings.
Okay.
But you can just think of it as a metric that signals the market's expected future buying power for MicroStrategy.
So it's a sentiment gauge.
It's a sentiment gauge on one specific very large entity. It's the consensus expectation on how aggressive Michael Saylor and the company are going to be in their future BTC purchases. When that metric is high, it means the market is pricing in immense future forced accumulation.
So if the market believes a major player has to buy more and buy aggressively, it builds that momentum into the price before the actual buys even happen.
That's it. It's pre-pricing the purchasing pressure.
Got it.
Exactly. And that forward expectation. That was the rocket fuel of the last big run. If we look back at the previous major cycle, MSTR's MNAV shot up all the way to 2.
A value of 2.
A value of 2. And that was a definitive high confidence signal to the entire market. It basically broadcasted that the largest, most consistent institutional whale had plenty of aggressive accumulation power left. So yeah. Everyone priced in massive, unavoidable future purchases. That MNAV of 2 became a major structural driver for the whole move up.
But the sources are suggesting that mechanism has fundamentally changed this cycle, and that's resulting in the slowdown we're feeling now.
Precisely. This time around, the MNAV has only hovered around 1.
Just 1.
Just 1. And the implication of that level is,
yeah,
it's profound. Because it means the market no longer expects MSTR to execute those massive, aggressive, continuous BTC purchases, at least not at these price levels.
So they might still buy, but the urgency is gone.
The forced buying pressure, that idea they must acquire at any cost, is absent from the forward expectation.
Yeah.
So when the MNAV drops from that high of 2 back toward 1, one of Bitcoin's biggest perceived forced buyers effectively disappears from the market's expectation.
Wow. That's a huge structural disappearance. It's a major psychological pivot for the whole ecosystem.
It is.
If the expectation of the largest, most publicized institutional buyer is fading, it completely changes the nature of the momentum we've all come to rely on.
The core implication is this. The upward momentum didn't vanish because Bitcoin is weak. or because retail is suddenly selling off in a panic. It slowed down because one of Bitcoin's biggest structural drivers, that highly visible forced accumulation, has been effectively sidelined from current expectations.
So the price action is a slowdown in anticipated buy pressure.
Yes. Not a signal of deeper endemic selling or a repeat of 2022. It's a structure-led deceleration.
That makes incredible sense. So if the expectation of the biggest institutional buyer is fading, what signal is replacing that momentum?
The market is now waiting for organic exhaustion signals instead of forced accumulation.
That makes perfect sense. If we're no longer relying on a massive single buyer to blast us out of a range, that old rocket fuel, then the market has to find a bottom organically.
Right. It has to happen on its own.
And that bottom requires sellers to simply run out of steam, which leads us directly to the exhaustion signals we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are two major indicators suggesting the downside is actually finishing up, even while the daily price moves are unsettling. We have to start with USDT dominance, or USDTX.
USDT dominance is one of the clearest and I think most underrated gauges of sidelined capital in the entire market.
Can you define it for us?
Yeah. Simply put, it's the percentage of the total crypto market cap that's held in Tether, or USDT.
So a stable coin.
Exactly. When this metric drops significantly, it means people are actively moving money out of that stable coin safety. They're selling their dollars and rotating aggressively into volatile assets like Bitcoin or alts.
And when it spikes?
When it spikes, it means the market is running for safety, converting volatile assets back into Tether.
And right now, we've returned to a very specific, historically reliable zone on that chart.
Correct. The sources highlight that USDTD has returned to a historical bottom zone signal. This specific, tightly defined level has consistently acted as a reliable marker for cyclical bottoms across multiple market downturns. It's signaling. Not a breakdown or a collapse, but widespread downside fatigue among sellers.
Okay, and this is where the analysis gets granular, because there's a pattern that consistently follows when USDTD hits this floor.
There is.
It's almost like a four-step script, a sequence you can measure against.
It really is, like stacking Lego blocks of data in a predictable order.
Yeah.
Step one, BTC has to form a stable cyclical bottom first.
A foundation.
That's the crucial foundation. The market has to stop going down. Step two, a sharp short-term Bitcoin rebound appears almost immediately as that massive pool of sideline liquidity, all that money sitting in Tether, rotates aggressively back in.
Yeah.
This move is usually fast and violent. Step three is where it gets selective. Strong narrative-backed altcoins get focused confidence pumps as institutional attention comes back to riskier assets.
And step four.
And then, step four, the market resumes its broader long-term trend, confirming the cycle shift has happened.
So the core message of the signal is structural. We are likely finishing our downside phase and preparing for a rebound window, not bracing for a deeper collapse.
Exactly.
That speaks to conviction. But the natural challenge here is how do the sources distinguish this moment from a false signal? We've seen USDTD hit this floor before, only for the rebound to fail quickly. What gives them conviction now?
The distinction lies in the dual confirmation from a sentiment index, which signals seller exhaustion is matched by fading panic.
Okay, so that structural read is reinforced by the parallel shift we're seeing in the crypto fear and greed index.
Yes, this is purely a sentiment metric, but the change is highly significant in confirming that bottom structure.
Yep.
Even with the sharp, sustained 35% drop we've endured, the index is actually showing consistent improvement. It's moving away from absolute despair.
Right. We were seeing readings as low as 10, which is extreme fear. That's the kind of panic required for maximum capitulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've seen it climbing above 21, moving firmly into just the standard fear zone.
And that sustained move from 10 to 21 is a critical mental shift for the market as a whole. It means the panic selling, the indiscriminate dumping is subsiding.
People aren't greedy, but they're not in absolute despair anymore.
Right. They're stepping back from capitulation and starting to hold their positions, which is what allows a bottom to form.
I have to admit, analyzing these intense emotional swings can be. It can be challenging, even for experienced traders. I still wrestle with anchoring bias myself sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that tendency to just fixate on the most recent painful low and believe the market can only go lower. You realize how easily noise can pull you away from the structural analysis.
Easy to get caught up in the day-to-day.
But the data here is clear. This shift, moving out of extreme fear toward just regular fear, is a classic early turnaround signal. It indicates the market is slowly warming up again and beginning to stabilize.
So if liquidity is truly coming back in and these exhaustion signals are firing, why aren't all altcoins immediately reacting with a broad, uniform relief rally?
Because liquidity is becoming hyper-selective, making the winner pool dramatically smaller. And that hyper-selectivity is the defining problem and the greatest opportunity for altcoin investors right now.
Yeah.
If we look at the cumulative returns charts that the sources provided, we see this widening, almost yawning gap. Liquidity is flowing aggressively back into Bitcoin, so BTC continues to climb on a relative basis, while the vast majority of major alts are just decaying.
They're bleeding.
They're actively bleeding value against Bitcoin.
And this trend is a hallmark of late cycle maturity. Early in the cycle, you know, risk capital is a scattershot. People are willing to fund every crazy narrative.
Memes, decentralized dog parks, you name it.
It's exactly whatever. But late in the cycle, liquidity becomes severely risk averse and extremely selective. Narratives fade much, much faster.
Right.
Most altcoins just lack the demonstrable fundamentals or the proven revenue streams or the defensible utility to justify a strong recovery in a stabilizing market. That's why alt investors feel that gap between BTC strength and alt weakness. They aren't imagining it. The capital is concentrating.
But the setup isn't hopeless. It just means the winner pool is drastically shrinking, which demands discipline.
Mm.
We need to remember the historical pattern here. In nearly every late cycle phase, you don't see a broad altcoin rally where 90% of assets move up. You see only one or two old coins.
The old guard.
The old guard, exactly. Established assets with a recognized brand name or structural importance, they're the ones that break out. Liquidity rotates into things with established leftover attention value or clean structural accumulation patterns.
And the sources gave us specific examples of this rotation already playing out, which confirms the thesis.
Like what?
Zcash, or ZECX, has already shown this pattern of structural defense amid all the market chaos. Other coins that share similar late cycle characteristics, often older projects with having narratives or strong technical bases, include SexVGX, which is Verge, and notably BCHX Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
The rule is simple and it's brutal. If Bitcoin stabilizes, very few alts will follow that upward momentum. Only the absolute strongest outliers, defended by institutional flows, are going to be able to outperform BTC itself.
So if we are shifting our focus entirely to those confirmed outliers, let's start drilling into the technicals of Zcash. What specific characteristics make Zcash look so well positioned right now, maintaining strength when the rest of the market is crumbling?
ZEC is sitting on the confluence of two high conviction accumulation structures, actively defended by large buyers.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've established that the market is showing structural downside exhaustion, but liquidity is hyper-selective. Now, we're going to use the sources to drill into the specific chart structures of the winning outliers, starting with Zcash, ZECX. The sources point to sustained multi-week accumulation as the primary signal here.
That's right. ZEC is maintaining a remarkably clean, high-conviction, multi-week ascending trend line. You really have to step back and look at the weekly chart to appreciate its significance.
So this isn't just daily noise.
No, this isn't arbitrary noise. This trend line has functioned as the primary structural support since the sharp bottom back in early October. And what that means in practical terms is that every correction, every attempt by sellers to push the price decisively lower, has been consistently and aggressively absorbed along this rising diagonal support.
So buyers are stepping in at higher and higher prices.
Exactly. That pattern confirms that sustained buyers, likely larger capital, are stepping in at consistently higher lows. It's a textbook sign of high conviction accumulation that far outweighs any short-lived retail speculation.
And there's a large compression pattern forming directly above that rising accumulation floor, which signals a coming explosion of volatility.
Absolutely. ZEC is simultaneously trading inside a massive symmetrical triangle.
The classic pattern.
The classic pattern, you know, characterized by lower swing highs and those higher swing lows. It's compressing tightly toward an apex point.
Yeah.
This compression is building immense energy. When volatility contracts this severely and for this long, it's just priming the market for a strong sudden breakout once the price eventually exits that structure.
And amid the recent market squeeze, where Bitcoin dropped 35%, what does ZEC's price action tell us about the defense of that structure?
Well, the recent pullback, even during that major market dip toward the lower boundary of this massive triangle, is actually a healthy retest of the core support. It's not a sign of fundamental weakness. And crucially, the sources highlight that this area aligns perfectly with a high-volume node, which you can see using something like a volume profile visible range, or VPVR. This node confirms that significant capital was traded and accumulated at this exact price level.
So when the structure holds against a major market sell-off,
it confirms the conviction of the original buyers who were defending their positions.
We also have a critical fundamental confirmation that aligns perfectly with this technical defense, the ZEC halving event. Halvings typically precede sharp moves.
And the halving event was a key scheduled moment on the calendar, and the price reacted exactly as a strong accumulation structure should.
How so?
Liquidity spiked around the event, and importantly, a ZEC respected its rising accumulation trend line instead of breaking down into panic. This behavior confirms that the halving demand is real and that large buyers successfully defended their positions. The price wasn't allowed to collapse, which reinforces the whole structural thesis.
So the current setup isn't just one signal. It's a powerful confluence of a long-term trend line, high volume accumulation, and triangle compression, all confirmed by a fundamental catalyst.
It's extremely well positioned. ZEC is sitting right on the confluence of two major structural elements. One, the long-term ascending trend line, and two, the triangle support boundary, which is defended by that high volume node.
So what's the goal?
If buyers maintain control and the broader market stabilizes, the next move is likely a sharp breakout to the upper triangle boundary, anticipating continuation if volume returns. It's a very clean, high-conviction technical picture.
That's a picture of active, defended accumulation. How does Verge, another older coin mentioned in the sources, signal exhaustion? Does it share Zcash's aggressive buying pattern, or is its signal more about the absence of selling pressure?
XVG shows long sideways movement, indicating sellers are exhausted and waiting for a breakout catalyst.
Okay, let's drill down into Verge, SexVGX, which the sources are calling a sleeping giant. Zcash shows active accumulation with rising support. XVG, though, looks like pure exhaustion and volatility compression.
That is the perfect way to delineate them. XVG has spent months moving inside an incredibly tight, horizontally constrained accumulation range. If you look at the monthly chart, you see a clean support band below and a distinct, impenetrable resistance band above.
It's just a holding pattern.
It's a holding pattern, a long, flat, sideways structure. And the duration of this sideways movement is the signal itself. Sellers have been completely exhausted for a long time. There is very little supply left to dump into the market at these levels.
So the market isn't looking for a structural buyer like Zcash has. It's simply waiting for a spark to release all that coiled energy.
Exactly. The market is just waiting for a catalyst, any catalyst, maybe a broader BTC stabilization, strong enough to push the price decisively out of this multi-month compression box. The energy built up is immense.
And where is it now?
The sources highlight that XVG is currently hovering right near that upper resistance band. A decisive breakout above this level, confirmed by high volume, could trigger a sharp parabolic move upward as liquidity escapes that tight structure. It's a classic low-risk accumulation setup that just requires patience and a high-volume confirmation.
Finally, let's talk about Bitcoin Cash, BCHX. This one stands out because it's not waiting for a signal or defending a low. It's already acting as a clear leader, showing strength when everything else is struggling.
Yeah, BCH is demonstrating exceptional, sustained relative strength against Bitcoin. Just look at the numbers cited in the sources. It's already outperformed Bitcoin by more than 38% since the beginning of this downside phase.
Wow.
And that's at a time when most other major altcoins are either flat or firmly negative versus BTC. That is a sharp, distinct divergence that you just can't ignore.
That divergence highlights one powerful thing. Concentrated liquidity is rotating specifically into BCH. This demonstrates real, measurable momentum against Bitcoin, which for many is the highest measure of strength right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that level of outperformance unless institutional conviction is actively defending and accumulating.
And this kind of strength is entirely typical of late trend leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We see this phenomenon in every single cycle, where only one or two older, established coins, often those with recognizable names, high liquidity, maybe their own halving narrative, break out and lead the market ahead of the broader altcoin pack.
It's where the concentrated capital flows.
It's where concentrated capital flows when the rest of the ecosystem is consolidating or bleeding.
Mm.
BCH is stepping right into that established role.
So if we look at the weekly structure of BCH, what tells the sources this momentum is sustainable and not just a short-lived pump? Because BCH is an older asset, sometimes it's used as just a short-term volatility sponge.
That's a great question.
How do we know this is genuine rotation and not just speculative noise?
The confirmation lies in the scale of the move and the volume profile. The momentum began with a decisive break above a multi-year high-volume resistance level, and the price hasn't looked back.
Yep.
This suggests the move is fueled by structural demand, not just fleeting retail exuberance.
Okay.
This means if Bitcoin stabilizes, BCH stands out as one of the very few alts positioned to continue that aggressive outperformance. It's already showing the market exactly where the conviction lies.
Two-sec silence.
Whoa. It makes you think, imagine scaling the kind of selective focus BCH requires across, what, a billion different assets globally? The concentration of capital, the ability of large funds to coordinate and target just one or two older assets like this, it's immense.
Yeah.
It just shows that institutional conviction is not spread out anymore. It's laser-focused only on the assets showing the clearest technical edge.
Ultimately, if we put all these structural signals together, the MSTR slowdown, the USDT exhaustion floor, and this laser-focused altcoin strength, what is the single biggest idea for the market right now?
The cycle is shifting from momentum-driven buying to selective, technically validated accumulation, signaling a bottom.
Okay, let's recap. We dove into the sources and found this powerful, deeply counterintuitive narrative.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a repeat of past capitulations where systemic leverage was flushed out violently.
No, the defining factor is the structural shift in institutional expectations.
Yeah.
The lack of that previous rocket fuel, that MSTR MNAV hovering at 1 instead of 2, it means the market momentum is slow, yes, but it's structurally stable and mature, not collapsing.
And the market is telling us the downside is concluding. These downside exhaustion signals, like USDT dominance hitting that historical bottom zone floor, and the fear and greed index slowly improving out of absolute panic,
right?
They suggest the market is forming a stable, durable bottom, even if the daily price action is choppy and really difficult to navigate.
The opportunity, however, requires extreme professional focus. The pool of winners has shrunk dramatically.
It really has.
Success relies entirely on finding the few outliers that exhibit genuine, proven relative strength, like the already outperforming Bitcoin Cash, or the assets showing successfully defended structural accumulation patterns, which we saw so clearly in Zcash and Burge.
So this late cycle phase demands highly selective focus and technical patience.
Yeah.
It's not about casting a wide net anymore.
No.
It's about concentrating capital on the two or three assets that large institutional money has already decided to defend or rotate into.
We've mapped the signals from the MSTR pivot, which defined the slowdown, to the specific setups of ZEC, SEXVG, and BCH, which define the opportunity. The defensive structural support is absolutely key right now.
So it leaves you with one big question, though. If the market's deepest bottom signals are firing, but the largest historical force buyer is now sidelined, what new mechanism, a new institution, a new massive ETF flow, or something entirely unpredictable will be responsible for triggering the next major upside move?
That's the question.
That's something compelling to mull over as this structure stabilizes.
Thank you for joining this deep dive into late cycle crypto dynamics.
If you found these insights valuable, share this analysis with someone who needs a shortcut to being well informed on these critical late cycle technical and structural shifts.